based on a true scary, contains adult themes, language, and all-around scary shit. Listener discretion is advised.
Okay. Hey, guys. Welcome to Based on a True Scary. I am your fabulous host, Trisha, here with my co-host, Jake.
What's up, Trish?
Oh, so many things.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good intro.
That was, yeah, was that a solid one? We're really nailing the intros now.
It was less serious, and you had a little giggle in there.
Yeah, I'm getting...
You're taking a step back from how serious
I can't tell
you
if
want
I'm...
the intros to be.
I don't know if I'm just exhausted or that's fair. Well, today we are looking at the Wes Craven fantastic film from 1977, The Hills Have Eyes. And this film was chosen by our wonderful guest today, who is a writer that currently has health insurance. Ooh. Welcome, Alexis. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm like really excited. It's my first horror podcast. Excited to be here. Yeah. Can I just say that, Trisha, you've been in LA for how long? 6 months?
Like seven.
And Trudy's a podcast. I've lived here my whole life and I don't have my own podcast.
Wow. I mean,
so congrats.
Thank you. I like to lean into things.
No, I'm really proud of you.
You're very LA.
I'm not at all. Don't say that.
Okay. Thank you for finally having me on after I had asked you to be on.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Drama. Wow, what a friend.
Just kidding. I love you. Cut this out. Edit.
I'm sweating now. Just kidding. So we're just going to hop into a couple of the details about the film. This one's easy because it's written and directed by Wes Craven. So we have like nothing sassy to say about that. R.I.P.
I met him once.
What?
Yeah. I was working at the Lemley, which is like a cute little art house, like chain theater. And I was working in Santa Monica and we were doing like a horror night, I think. And we were showing one of his new films. And I served him popcorn. He was very nice.
Oh, I am so jealous. That's the sweetest story I've ever heard.
Yeah, he was very sweet.
What a little baby angel. This was one of his first films or earlier works. It had a budget of $230,000, ended up grossing $25 million at the box office.
Oh, shit. Wow.
I'm assuming that's cumulative, but over all of its cult releases later on. But that's he did well.
Well, in the 70s, they all had... All those movies did okay.
That's actually true. It was really in good. Heyday of that horror heyday. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 67% critic rating, 54% audience. Metacritic has it at a 64%. So like for a 70s horror, relatively well received.
Yeah, it was really good.
I loved it. We can get into that. Rated R. This one's a little bit interesting. So different from the ones that we've done previously. It wasn't outwardly claiming to be based on a true horror story or based on a true story in any sort of marketing or in the film.
Me for messing up the name of our podcast.
I know. Sometimes I haven't been sleeping much lately. So I'm going to apologize in the upfront that this one's probably going to be a little bit rough. It didn't have any sort of title card, the usual based on a true story. But Wes Craven did openly talk about how it was based on true events. So we're going to go ahead and count it.
Cool. Count it.
Yeah. Let's get into thoughts. What did you guys think? Had you seen it before?
Never.
You haven't seen it before?
No.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. But like it's been so long since we've seen it.
Did you like it watching it again?
I did.
Recently?
I did. Those movies are just made so poorly.
Well, we all had to stream it on YouTube with a ridiculous pixel.
Yeah, we got lucky. We even found it on YouTube.
Yeah, it was hard to find.
Yeah, but it was interesting. Like, it's one of those movies where you feel like the first 40 minutes could have been shortened to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But
I just jumped in and it was like bonkers. Yeah. Here's a terrible family.
Yes.
Within 3 seconds, I was like, oh, I hate them.
Oh, God.
And
I have so many things to say about
the Carter family. They died. Spoilers.
Spoilers. First off, to talk about the Carter family, did you guys feel like there was a weird sexual tension and flirtation between Bobby and Brenda?
Were those the two blondes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
I thought they were fucking.
Me too.
I have a note in here that says, are they fucking? Because when they
killed,
he picked her up and
they
shook
were like
her
essentially simulating sex.
Yes.
That was, and then like she called him a creep, but then they were really flirting. He was doing all those backflips when they first get out of the
trailer. Do you think
they
were like doing it
On the side. Like, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, that's how all the, like, that whole like mutant family is. They're all like inbred. So maybe I mean, it's a
also
hint.
It was the 70s. So that whole cast was fucking right. Yeah, like, oh, that's yeah, just absolutely. What the 70s are.
Lots of coke too.
Obviously.
But I will say that I love that they crashed a car over a bunny.
That whole, like, airplanes are going to make you lose your shit so hard, and maps are just going to fly intense. All over the car.
Like, why are there so many jets flying so close to the car where they're freaking out? And that dad, what's his name?
They were at an airbase, right?
Bob. No, yeah. It wasn't an airbase. It was just a nuclear testing ground. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they were, Bob, by the way, dropping some bombs in the nuclear testing facility. Did you notice the bomb that he drops when he's talking about how, like, certain people have shot at him?
Oh, yeah. And threw things at him. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then in the end, it was his wife that killed him. Yeah. He was a not great gentleman.
Oh, no, he was all mad at when, like, he's like, I forgot what he said, but he was complaining about how his wife caused him to cause that crash. I was like, no, you were swerving all over road because some jets were flying by.
Yeah, I don't think that's her
fault.
His
wife was very religious. I was like, I get it. You like God. Yeah. Stop. Also,
and she also loved rattlesnakes.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there was the weird... You like rattlesnake euphemism again, that weird ass hypersexual baby Bobby was saying, I actually have it in here. They were like, you know what Freud would say about your obsession with rattlesnakes, mom?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was weird.
Like, cool your fucking horny jets, Bobby.
You think Bob's fucking his mom?
Is Bob fucking everybody in the family?
Not Bob. Wait, what's the son's name?
Bobby.
Bobby, yeah. Is Bobby fucking
Yeah, he's fucking the dogs. He's fucking the family.
Oh, he was very... I mean...
He loved beauty.
Yeah. By the way, they kept calling him beauty and they kept calling him beast. And like 30 minutes in, I'm like, oh, right. Beauty and the beast. It was a little embarrassing.
Clever.
Yeah. I have a note that where I say, family deserves to die. The dogs do not. Ugh. Next line, too much dog death. That was my only like sad part. I was like, I can't look at that.
Yeah, but the other dog came in and really like...
Yeah, the beast. The beast, great.
Yeah,
but also like, of course, the male dog survives. And,
this is patriarchy. This is a pre-Me Too era because they're such a shitty family on their way to California, or as what was it? As Brenda says, fancy cars and movie stars. Yeah. Which I felt like going, how about like copywriters and Priuses? Because that's what I'm working with right now. You're going to be sorely disappointed when you come to Los Angeles, Brenda.
Also, Maypole.
Oh, right.
Really did not like that part. I was like, please shut up.
And it had really nothing to do with anything. You're just like, who was the... You know what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
It's just, why did they decide to have the Christian mother say Maple instead of Mayday?
I had no idea.
Unnecessary. That was like, that should have been a rewrite. Like, that's like a first round in the dialogue. But whatever. It's the 70s. Coke.
Thanks. There was Wes. Hopefully Wes wasn't doing too much coke. I did love that Dee Wallace was Lynn, the oldest daughter, the mom from E.T. And she was in like The Howling and Cujo.
Oh.
Yeah, that was her as like a little baby.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you know, 20s. How old were they? It was an interestingly like older family for a 70s. I mean, I guess they didn't want to murder.
They literally killed half that family within like 3 minutes.
Oh,
like,
yeah. It was like high octane murder.
Yeah. That's where it got really good. That's where I started to like the movie. Was like, not the murders, but like, it got more interesting. There wasn't really much tension building up before. Like, you knew, you're like, they're being watched.
I loved it. Yeah. Which I thought that the binoculars view and the creepy whispering, that was pretty fun. I will say the reveal of what the Jupe and his family actually looked like seemed a little bit lackluster. Like,
yes,
their outfits were
a little...
Oh, I have
issues with their outfits.
Yeah, well, yes.
Like, okay, why are they... Yeah, like, why are they Native American?
I don't know. And it was like kindergarten art craft Native American. Yep. Like gluing like little bones. Everything looked very clean.
It felt
too.
Very whitewashed Native American.
Right? Yeah. I'm glad that I was like...
Well, I also like they described the baby. He's like, the baby came out at 20 pounds and it was like, and he ran away and blah, blah, blah. He raised this mutant family. And the one guy came in with an afro. Like, and I was like, what is going on here?
Well, and Ruby, like, I mean, they're supposed to be this weird. I guess they're not inbred in this because he...
Well,
Well, Jupe and Mama.
Yeah, Ruby was found or something.
Is she not one of their kids? Okay.
I don't think so. I think she said that she was like, she was runaway and lost. Okay. I could be totally wrong, but that's why I picked up.
But they're like costuming for her to be this weird backwoods hillbilly nightmare person is just like messy pigtails.
Yeah, yeah. Ruby was like, she was an attractive woman.
Yeah, she was super cute.
You know, like she did not belong in this mutant.
But she knew that too. She was trying to get out.
Yeah, that's true. She's trying to go to Hollywood.
Movie stars and fancy cars.
Yeah.
That should be the title of your podcast.
I mean, I might remember it better. Although I keep flubbing that line too. Oh God, it's been a time. What else do I have? Oh, well, I mean, yeah, this was Michael Berryman's first, not his first, because he was in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, but he's who played Pluto, the kind of poster child of the Hills Have Eyes series.
Was he the bald guy?
He was Pluto, yeah, the creepy looking
Sorry,
one.
I'm not good with names and like pixelated characters on YouTube.
Could you not see anything in this film?
Not on a 75-inch TV.
Yeah,
those pixels were as big as your face, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm watching blobs murder other blobs.
We did not watch The Blob, but I mean, it might as well have been for you.
Did you notice that they had the guns and they never really like used them when they were like they shot them when they were scared, but then like
they never shot them at
like when someone was attacking someone, they wouldn't point and shoot.
Well, they were children.
Yeah,
for the most part, except the husband. So what was his name? Doug. I have in my notes. Yeah, Doug. I love how he's painted as like the city guy, because the mom at one point says to Lynn, like, oh, you never swore before you moved to New York. And so it's this whole like, oh, yeah, they've been corrupted by New York City.
City
which,
boy.
Respect.
His mustache on point.
Oh, Doug was the fucking man.
Yeah.
In the end, Mike definitely caught that.
I heard all that. Yep. I did it one-handed. That was cool.
That was actually
that was
a 75-inch. That was a real Doug move right there.
I will say my favorite like tender scene of that movie was when Doug, is that his name?
Yeah.
Okay, when Doug finds his wife like dead in the RV and he's like holding her, that felt very real.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, I'm very sad right now." Just like that whole shot of him picking her up and like whispering to her, I was just like, I'm sad now.
That was sad.
Yeah.
And then they went to use the mom as bait.
Oof.
To get.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
I was watching it. I'm like, they're like, we have to be sure. And I was like, she's dead? I don't know what like putting her in the sun is going to do.
I also had the mutants were like, oh, yeah, she's sitting out here on the lawn chair. Yeah. Let's go investigate.
For people who literally just lay traps to murder people, they didn't recognize that.
Yeah, where did the whole trap thing just came out of nowhere? They got like super smart and just like came up with all these traps.
I mean, I guess,
it was awesome, but
yeah.
Like,
like in the end, Bobby and Brenda.
He really wanted to fuck his sister again.
Yeah.
So he went into like,
the motivation. Yeah, exactly. The sex motivates men to be relatively intelligent, I guess.
To prove that he was fucking his sister, he listened to his sister get fucked.
That was the other
time.
Sister.
Yes. For a long time in the back of
the tender moment between Doug and Lynn. Yeah. Yeah. Which is what made, I think, her death so much more sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the baby too. There was the baby.
Oh my God.
Can we talk about how the rabbit though shows back up, tricks the mutant, and then the dog attacks Michael Berryman.
Yes.
And kills him. So the rabbit not only causes everything, but also saves them.
And then also there's a snake at the end of the movie too, which kind of all came full circle.
Yeah, Ruby grabs
the
snake.
Right.
You know, and while this guy's like getting like almost stabbed, she like finds a stick that has the fork like thing.
Which that's convenient.
Yeah. Which really you should just grab the rock and hit the guy in the head.
But now he's like poisoned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, those weird mountain mutants, you don't know how hard they can.
So they were mutants because of the bombing site, right?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm sounding like a real dum-dum, but I just like want to confirm that's the story that it's based on.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like he came out all freaked out because of the nuclear test site.
That was Jupe, the dad. So he was fucked up because of the Tessae. And then he bred with, I believe she was like an alcoholic prostitute or something.
It was a whore he stole that no one would miss.
Correct.
Oh, true.
There you go.
That's why I was like, was she Native American? Is that why like they've embraced this? But she's in it and she's very much a white woman.
Yeah.
She's Mama, right?
That's Mama. Yeah.
How did Mama die?
I don't think Mama did die, which I found interesting. I actually went back because the end, I mean, my God, the end happened so quickly. It was like blink and you miss it. And all of a sudden there was a title card up. So I had to take a second to be like, wait, what the fuck just
happened?
Mama
went back to eat the rest of that dog.
Oh, Mama and poor making Ruby eat that dog.
It was sad. I was like, are they eating dog? And then I was like, they are eating dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ruby was not a big fan. She was not. Well, she was a fan of the food, but then she heard the dog.
Well, she thought she heard the ghost of the dog.
Yeah, that happens. That's what happens when I eat meat. I hear the ghost and I just eat more. It's great. Yeah.
And it tastes fucking delicious. But
speaking of, we had meatballs before this.
Oh, yes, I made meatballs.
They were very good.
Spoiler alert. No, they were made out of baby fat. Remember how he was like, ooh, baby fat.
Yeah, that's my favorite. I think that's, they were so excited about that baby, but I'm like, you have these full humans with all the meat.
Like, yeah, we're to assume that
they wanted veal.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but it's going to be such a small amount of meat.
Yeah, also just raise the baby. I thought that's what we were going to do. Like, we finally have another fresh blood that we can eventually like mate with down the road. Maybe that's too much thinking for them.
I think they just wanted the baby.
I haven't thought about this. Don't worry.
No, they wanted it as like a little amuse-bouche, you know? Maybe it was just like a little appetizer before they...
Appetizer?
Appetizer.
Is that like a real word? Or
no, it's just an appetizer. Okay. I was just trying to sound cheeky before they ate the rest of the family. Oh, but instead of eating Big Bob, Jupe decided to just scream in his face about how much he hated him.
Yes.
Which was
good for him.
Like low blow, but you know.
He left his son out to die in the desert.
Yeah, that's valid.
I like that they, that's true.
I like how he crucified his dad.
But I like when Bob...
Oh, no, he crucified the other dad. Bob. Sorry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When Bob was burned, they took the body back and the
that's not my Bob!
Not my Bob! It's not my Bob! And then the son, Bobby, was like, that's not my dad, and walked away. I'm like, this poor fucking guy.
The still last breathing. Thing he heard
still breathing.
Is like his family disowning him.
You don't look good enough. All right.
Well, you I don't want to burn, man. You were already damaged.
And then he just like lets out a breath of smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Loved that.
That was. Mwah.
And the best part was that was clearly like a one quick puff of the cigarette. Like they did not have a budget for anything else.
And you know, the actor was like, thank fucking God.
Yeah.
He needed that hit.
Oh, how about Bob discovering the gas station owner hanging himself?
And the cavalier way in which that entire thing was handled.
It was so...
He's like, get off that fan. It's like, oh, okay.
And then he's like, oh, I thought you were someone else. Like, end of conversation about you
killing yourself. He didn't want to be brutally murdered by his son, so he was going to hang himself.
Right.
But yeah.
It was all because like, he was trying to drive away. Like he was trying to get out of town.
Yeah.
Like, he kept feeding them? Was that the whole thing?
He was feeding his granddaughter. He liked Ruby.
Yeah.
I liked Ruby too.
Which I liked the interaction at the beginning. I was like, I really wanted more of the grandfather Ruby interaction.
That was
sweet. That was interesting. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Can I have more of that? But whatever.
For a movie that was an hour and a half, when I think back, it all felt pretty rushed. But I guess that we spent the most time just kind of.
It was 45 minutes till anything really happened.
Really?
Yeah. Because I remember I was like pausing it to see how much time I had left because I was like, Jesus Christ.
Did you not? But you liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah.
Okay. But it did feel a little long.
Yeah.
I did like how they kind of just like introduced the family right away.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a whole, oh, here are the like hill folk and that whole like ominous backstory.
No, I liked it. We learned here. About them later.
Mm-hmm. But then they could have cut out 20 minutes in between, I feel like. Whatever. It's fine. Sorry, Wes.
Brenda.
Make great movies.
I know. No, Wes, we have no edits. No, we had to watch, you know, Brenda and Bobby try to fuck each other uncomfortably for 45 minutes, apparently.
It did make me want to rewatch Texas Chainsaw Massacre, though.
Oh, totally. And I was getting honestly, those vibes. I really want to rewatch the Alexander Aja or Aya. Aya? Is that how you say his name? Do you know how to say his name?
I think it's Aja.
As Aja? Like the band?
I'm just making it up.
Like the 80s band. But his
clever Trisha.
Nice.
So funny.
his 200.
You should have a podcast.
Oh, I'm too tired for this. I want to watch the remake because I think
I've never seen the remake.
I actually saw it in theaters.
Okay,
which is hilarious.
Did you like it?
I did. For a remake, and now, you know, especially having the original refreshed in my mind, I thought it was a good retelling of the story. It's just way more, they lean into the inbred thing a lot.
There's that whole, like, nuclear site in a remake. Remember that?
Right.
They go to that, like, 50s town.
Which is why, yeah. It is of the time of, like, the, you know, early, mid-2000s, for sure. There's a lot of those cliches, but I liked it.
Yeah, so. I spent the majority of the movie wondering how the remake would handle this film.
Yeah.
So I am interested to see it.
I would give it a watch. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it was...
like this, you might as well. Like.
Yeah, it was good. Like, I enjoyed it. It's a good movie.
It's almost like Wes Craven knows what he's doing.
Yeah, right?
It's almost like he's the, like, king of horror films.
That's sweet baby angel. I love him. Oh? What do you think, John Carpenter?
I think it's... I got nothing clever to say.
I just thought that was a title they gave him. Yeah. Like, people call him, like, the master of horror, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
horror,
he is.
That's what it is, not the king.
Yeah. Would that be Stephen King? Stephen King, the king of horror?
I'm a big fan of Christopher Columbus.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Director of the third Harry Potter. Oh, one and two of Harry Potter. This is the third podcast I brought up Harry Potter.
We've cut it out of all the other ones, so... any other thoughts on the film before we do? I get a hand.
Well, I just want to really understand why Doug was so excited about all the trash he got.
Because so my thought there,
he's from the city.
Yeah, I think he was just really excited to, you know, start his new life in the wilderness of Los Angeles.
He came back with a coil of wire and was like, we start with Army Surplus Store.
But
like,
that's what made me love him was the fact that he was so adorable and really trying to be a good camper boy.
Trisha, do you want to fuck Doug?
You want to fuck Doug?
I did like the mustache.
Oh, it was a good. The ending took me by surprise.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. So how do we know that it's based on a true story if that's how we end? Like, how did they get back? How's the baby?
Yeah.
I want to know more.
Oh, man, we can dive in.
Yeah.
So a good segue, you guys?
That is a good segue. Do you have anything else, or should we just lean into that? Oh, my God. Oh, that was fantastic. Okay. So... debunking time.
Okay.
The way this works is we're going to ask you some questions. You do not need to feel pressured to know the answers.
Wait,
perfect.
Wait, but on your side, I did no research for this at all. So
I'm just going to lead this whole.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask both of you guys. This
I'm
will be
fun.
I'm
a terrible person because we literally watched this an hour before we did
this.
This could
be like a newlywed game, but
12 hour days all week, and I'm the one that did all the research.
Yep.
Guys, I'm passionate.
When you told me not to look anything up, it gave me a lot of anxiety.
Well, we did have a guest on recently that looked everything up, and it was fun. Exciting. But I feel like it was less fun for him. So I think this will be better.
Yeah.
Okay, yay. Oh, my gosh. I get to do both of you.
We're testing this because this might work out. Yeah, you do. If I have to do less work, I love it.
Okay, so let's jump into the debunking. We're going to start pretty high level here. Ultimately, this film is about a murderous family in the hills in the middle of nowhere. Do we think that that potentially existed somewhere in some time?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes. Not necessarily a mutant family, but
there's something.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there was like a murderous family in the hills. I mean, we had the Manson family.
I mean, how do you really take, like, this wouldn't be a movie if this was the part they made up, you know?
Yeah. There had to be something there.
Yeah.
You guys are right.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, high fives. High fives all around. So Wes Craven, when he was trying to find inspiration for the next film that he was doing after Last House on the Left, he went to the New York Public Library to look up, quote, terrible things, which, like, love you, Wes. That's so fantastic.
That's like my Sunday evening Google session.
I know, right? That's just what I just get high and Google terrible things and see what comes up.
Rotten.com.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Terrible things. Send tweet.
My mother loves Rotten.com. It's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Love you, Joy.
I mean, I looked at it as a kid, which is probably why I'm doing this to this day. But so in the forensics department of the New York Public Library, he stumbled upon the legend of Sonny Bean.
Sonny Bean.
Is that a location? Is it
Bean?
The
this is
family?
A person.
Okay.
A person. So, Sonny Bean. Let me tell you guys about Sonny Bean.
Please do.
Born Alexander Bean, he was the son of a ditch digger and a hedge trimmer. And then essentially after trying the family trade, he decided that he was not into that. So instead, he shacked up with a woman named Agnes Douglas, who claimed to be a witch.
Fantastic names.
Fucking respect.
Yeah, Agnes. Love it. Okay. Love the story already.
Right? Love and Sonny, Love and Agnes, and they moved into a cave very far outside of town.
What?
Uh-huh.
What state was this in?
We will get there.
Okay.
There will be more questions. So together, Sonny and Agnes had 8 sons, 6 daughters, 18 grandsons, and 14 granddaughters. Various grandchildren were the products of incest.
I was just going to ask, like, who did they marry? Was this a whole thing?
Not too much details on, like, how the incest happened, but mm-hmm. we're just going to go ahead and assume that, like, they were sequestered in the hills and okay. they were just fucking each other, and it was like offspring fucking. Oh. So they were out there for 25 years was how long this clan or family, we'll go with clan, was active in the hills. They survived by ambushing, robbing, and murdering travelers, usually at night. And they often laid out traps for them to fall into. It was believed that during the 25 years, they had claimed over 1,000 victims. Time frame wise here, we're getting a little rusty. This was going down anytime between the 14th and 17th century. So that's what we're looking at here for Sonny Bean.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, that's why the details are a little bit skewed. Okay. So yeah, that's
okay.
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Was this even in the States?
Well, that's my next question. So this one will be a little bit easier if you know anything about history, but do you think that this was happening in Nevada like the film depicts?
I mean,
you said between the 14th and 17th century.
That is correct.
Well, Nevada wasn't even a state then.
No.
No. So no on that aspect.
Yes.
But was it happening in the States? I'm going to say no.
Well, it did not.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was like probably in England, I assume.
Yeah. It was in Scotland.
Okay. Makes more sense.
Apologies,
so
Scotland.
It is a clan.
Yeah. Yeah, it is indeed a clan. Exactly.
Oh.
Does anybody know how to pronounce Scottish words? So basically. Yeah. Really? Cool.
I made a face that no one can see, but I was like, you're an idiot.
That was
a
sharp Outlander. Yeah, that's what I figured. I was like, this seems like something Alexis would be able to correct me on. Sonny Bean and the clan lived in Scotland. The cave was a coastal cave in Benane Head, Scotland, which is between Girvan and Ballantrae for our Scottish listeners.
I know exactly where that is.
I made a face just then. Yeah, no, we don't know. But the cave was about 200 yards deep. So, you know, not huge when you consider how many kids.
What's yards and feet?
How much fucking there was going on?
Yards are, what, yards? Three?
Yards
like 3
is
feet.
Football, right?
3 feet in a yard? I think there's...
Wait, 200 yards is 2 football fields.
But considering they lived there with like that many people for 25 years, it was a weird commune.
That's a lot
for
of
a
sex.
Beach cave. And yeah, I mean...
It must have smelled in there.
Oh, God. Well, we'll get into other reasons why it smelled. But I guess it was like... So yeah, I mentioned it was a coastal cave and the entrance was blocked by water during high tide. So they were able to hide and be creepy for a long time. So moving on to the cannibalism aspect of the Sonny Bean clan, do we think that they loved baby meat like they did in the movie so much, or eating people?
I'm gonna say people, but also babies, because like witches love eating babies.
Oh, right, draining the blood of the innocent.
That's a good point. I'm gonna say yeah
they did. So I will say there was nothing specific on them particularly having an affinity for baby meat. The bodies of all the murdered travelers that they, you know, killed in the 25 years were brought back to the cave where they dismembered and, of course, ate them. They would hang up the body parts like dried meat all throughout the cave. And a lot of times they would chop up the leftovers and pickle them just to make sure. So they were like pickled body
like pickled
meat jars. Pickled, spotted dick. Like, you ate
crafty.
A pickled dick. I mean, I guess they survived in the middle of fucking nowhere for 25 years.
Just trapping people
and eating them. You got to wonder if that, like, what, this is a really weird way for me to go, but like, do you think they were really thin? Do you think like people meat is like do you think it's healthy? I mean, it's just protein.
They didn't have oat milk, so.
Oh, well, that's
would not want to live with them.
Tragic, yeah.
I just wonder, like, I mean, I'm assuming they properly cooked the human meat.
Like over a fire, yeah, in their coastal cave.
Yes, that's how you cook. Yes. Yikes. Thanks for clarifying.
I meant, like, whatever. I'm too tired to defend myself.
They bought a slow cooker, you know, the crock
pot. They have an Instapot?
Yeah. Over a fire?
They made a fire. My brain is not... I just imagine them making, like, you know, like, but like Boy Scout-y.
I would like to know more about their cooking habits, though. That would be a very interesting cookbook.
Yeah, maybe there was like a cauldron. They could have boiled it.
Probably a cauldron.
Yeah, I mean, if Agnes was
a
witch.
There's a cauldron. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
There was, I will say that, like, information on the Sawney Bean clan is scattered at best, and people, it's more lore than anything.
They changed their name to Sawney?
So I couldn't find that. I think it was more just of like a separatist type, I don't want my given name type thing.
Did they find those bodies in the cave, or is this just like folklore?
No, they did. Okay, well, cool. I mean, it's...
They found bodies in the
arguably
cave.
Arguably could all be folklore. Like, who knows if we're dealing with this time frame. But yes, they, according to legend, that was... They were found. Jupe in the film was hit in the face with a tire iron by Fred and had... We didn't really talk about that. The weird, like, split face prosthetic that he had.
Oh, is that where it's supposed to be from?
I would assume right? Because his whole face is like split. It was gross.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that Sawney was injured or, you know, like deformed? Disfigured. Deformed or disfigured in any ways?
Probably.
I'm going to say no.
Oh, God. Lovers quarrel.
I'm going to say yes.
You son of a...
I'm going to have to give it to Jake on this one.
Oh,
I know. I know.
Nice. No.
He was not. Yeah, I couldn't find anything on him having a gruesome appearance. By all accounts, it seems like he left his family on his own accord. Totes fine facially. Yeah. Maybe even handsome. I mean, he got a witch.
He's Scottish.
And he's Scottish. Yeah.
I got nothing. I'm over it.
No.
I mean, how good do you think he looked in a kilt?
Oh.
Also, do you think he's tall?
He has to be tall.
He's got to be tall, right? Ugh. Let's hope.
He's got a big dong, I'm assuming.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
I mean, to bear that many children.
Just describing my dream man. I'm like, yeah, I would marry him.
Yeah, there's no photos of him, so we could just...
Your dream man is tall, Scottish, and was born between...
The 14th and
17th century. Good with cooking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Loves his family.
Has an ocean view.
Has an ocean view. Space for like more kids. Family oriented.
Yeah, that's a big 200 yard square house.
Yeah. Loves the taste of human. That's the main one.
Yeah, keeps a healthy protein based diet.
Yeah,
loves pickling.
I'm a little jealous, Alexis, of your man.
I would watch this Bachelor season.
It's just him and all of his grandchildren.
He's competing against his grandchildren. Or she's trying to... I don't know what the Bachelor's
podcast.
This
is like Love Island, like midnight edition. I would watch this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, that'd be...
Do you want to marry your first grandchildren or your second?
And they're just... Instead of roses, it's just bones. Like, who will take this?
They're like, but that's gross. Who will you couple with?
Who will you take this bone and then bone? No. God.
Dark.
Cut it out. New edit note. What's the timestamp?
Pitch idea, guys.
Bonin and Bonin. Do we think that at any point they murdered an entire family?
Yes.
Probably, but...
That's their whole MO. They can't leave
any survivors.
Yeah. I mean, there was nothing specific about, like, a huge extended family being murdered or, like, you know, the stories weren't that particular. But they, I mean, considering that they were murdering travelers, you got to assume that people are traveling with families and maybe babies. Like, it's possible that they killed babies, right? If you're traveling, you usually want to take your kid or not.
Yeah. I mean, I would, if they were like, we're going to eat you, I'd be like, take my baby.
It's like, that baby fat.
Yeah.
And little tasty babies. Moving on. Okay, Ruby, here we go. This is an interesting question, hopefully, please God. Do we think that there was like Ruby in the film, who is sort of the good member of the clan, do we think that there was any of the grandchildren or children that were more righteous and didn't like their ways?
The odds are in our favor for that. Many kids and grandkids.
I'm going to say the reason why they only lasted 25 years was because someone left or something. There was a good...
You think there was like a mole?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. This is like
They're like, I want to go to Edinburgh and like join society.
Yeah.
Go to the music festival.
Yeah.
I have a one-man comedy show. I have to do it like Fringe Fest.
You know me, Ruby, the stand-up comedian going off. False. No. They were like really, really tight knit. There was some loyalties.
There must have been like abuse going on.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. No, there was a lot of internal planning to make sure that they stayed together and, you know, were not found. They used to let the bodies of their victims wash up on the shores of the nearby towns, and they would put like claw marks into them to make it seem like wild animals were doing the killings.
Yeah. Because, smart.
I mean, for 25 years,
smart people.
The surrounding townspeople are like, something's going on. People are just going missing every time they go traveling outside the town. And then they're, you know, sometimes bodies would wash up. So there was a lot of like weird, you know, let's make sure we don't get caught tactics.
This is like a Bear Grylls episode.
Yeah.
Right? Are we going to get in
Cora
trouble?
Cora is looking at me like I'm an idiot.
So Jake's girlfriend Cora is here. This is the second time we've had a poor, unfortunate friend just like sitting idly by.
She's seen part of the movie at least. Unlike our last guest who was less like, what
it's
the fuck
still
are you talking about?
Just like Mike, it's just a lot of head shaking. Yeah. Just a lot of like, oh
my god.
She told
me earlier I'm the asshole of the podcast. So
I think every podcast host is an asshole, so
that's true.
And
in the nicest way possible. That's true. That is a compliment.
Yeah, Cora, can you get me another beer?
Oh my god. Do not
never mind. Take that back. Yeah. There is one.
There can only be one.
And it is not Trisha.
I'm a little sweetie.
She's just tired.
Yeah, I'm so tired. In The Hills Have Eyes, the film that we just watched, we know that Jupe, they called it was like Jupiter or Jupe. I feel like the family called him Jupe, which is kind of a cool name. Jupe Doop, you know, like the Salt and Pepper song. I think I'm hallucinating.
All right, let's go.
But so Jupe, one of the reasons why his dad like left him out to die was because he murdered his sister. Do we think that Sonny killed any of his siblings or his family members before he left?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a Scottish wildsman. I'm sure he killed someone in his family. But you know what? No, I'm going to say no.
I'm saying yes only because he had to run from the police. So he got a cave.
I just think he gave up on life.
That's true.
Yeah, Alexis wins this round.
Fuck you.
Yeah, he nothing. No record of him murdering anybody. I think he just like went off because he wanted to have witchy sex in a beach cave.
So just like every other dude in L.A. right now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It seems very.
Whoa. Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
On trend. All right, guys. So last but not least, we've come to the end of Sonny Bean. The Jupe family, I guess, yeah. I mean, like, they didn't have a last name.
Just like saying Jupe.
Jupiter. So Jupiter and family gets, like, brutally murdered for the most part, except for Mama and Ruby. Do we think that that was a similar demise for the Sonny Bean clan? Were they murdered?
I'm going to say negative.
I'm gonna say yes.
Oh
man, split again.
Yeah, I feel like you're just saying the opposite of what I'm saying.
I am.
Yeah.
That is true.
Makes it more fun, and it works out in the end because Alexis is the winner of that question. Jupe doop.
You have to buy like a button that says like jupe jupe.
I know, like a burp burp burp, like a little
jupe jupe jupe.
We'll add that in.
Yes.
Jake's saying this. So I'm gonna read. This is actually pretty fun, but it is a bit long. So the townspeople, as we talked about earlier, were suspicious about the body parts that are washing up on shore.
Of course.
You know, that's happening in the background. Then one night, the Bean clan ambushes a married couple who are traveling by horse. They brutally murder the woman by slitting her throat and ripping out her entrails in front of her husband. The husband is super pissed, but he, right?
So Wes Craven portrayed her as a dog is what we're saying.
Oh, yeah. Kind of.
Wow.
Yeah, Beauty. This is a Beauty and Beast situation
here. A little sexist there, but you know
this
what?
This is interesting.
This is 70s, so. Yeah.
I like this comparison because Beast, or this gentleman in the story, he ended up actually being a very practiced swordsman, and he also had a pistol on him. So he was able to kind of hold off the Bean crew. And while this scuffle was taking place, townspeople were drawn to the scene and ambushed everyone. So they were able to pushed the Bean Clan out. The Bean Clan retreated and they saved the guy from being murdered. Then they ended up going to talk to King James about all of these atrocities, because essentially at this point, the townspeople were like, we fucking know what's happening. There's a family out in the hills that's murdering people. This guy almost got killed. King James is pissed and sends a manhunt of 400 men and a fuck ton of bloodhounds.
Led by William Wallace.
Led by
Mel Gibson.
Mel fucking Gibson, 399 followers and a fuck ton of bloodhounds go out to catch the Sawney Bean Clan. And then they're found. But then two accounts happen. So one of two things went down.
I'm very excited about this.
It's very exciting. Yeah. Either one of these things happened, right? First account, they take the Sawney Bean Clan hostage. The Sawney Bean Clan surrenders without a fight. Then they proceed, the townspeople, cut off all of the men's genitalia.
Beautiful.
So Sawney and
Love
all
it.
Of the
to
men
pickle.
Throw the genitalia into the fire.
Oh.
They then severed their hands and their feet and just allowed them to bleed to death in front of a crowd of people. Then, wow. Sawney's last words were, "It ain't over, it will never be over."
Oh.
Which is like
beautiful.
Haunting and beautiful.
He's right, because we're talking about it now.
It's true.
It's true, yeah.
Some,
that's what I'm going to say when I die.
It ain't over. It'll never be over, yeah. Baby. So then the townspeople move on to the women. They take Agnes and all of the women and children, and they burn them alive at the stake.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. We can move on to the much less interesting other plausible ending, which is that after the townspeople found the Sawney clan, they loaded the entrance of their cave with gunpowder and lit it on fire so that the entire clan died of suffocation.
Oh,
much less
sucks.
Cool.
So died together.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and hope that it was the first option there. But that is...
Were there any survivors for
no,
the first option?
No, not of the clan.
I was going to hope that there was like some...
Like
lineage still
yeah,
happening
yeah.
And like there's like a great great great
yes.
grandson somewhere,
and I am that grandson.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. So that was the story of the
I had no idea
clan. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good one. I like that.
Yeah. So now, I mean, our next phase, this one's going to be a little bit difficult, but we like to move on to rate X out of 10, how accurate we thought the film did of portraying the story that it was based on. I think in this one, what do we want to say? What do we want our unit of measurement to be?
Maypoles.
Maypoles.
Oh, yeah. 1 out of 10 maypoles.
Cool.
Yeah.
So
maypoles or maples?
Maples.
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 Okay.
Maples.
Okay. So yeah, how about Jake, do you want to start out of
yeah,
10
this
maples?
Is, this is interesting because the last one we did was Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer, and it was based off his ideas, so I gave it a low rating.
Yeah.
But this was based off of a
legend.
Truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to say, not allowed to say 7, but I'm going to say like, I'll say 5 maples. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Wait, that's Alexis, enough, it's like half.
I'm going to say 6.66 maples.
Oh, that's the first time that's happened, and I don't know how that's possible.
Joop, joop, joop,
joop, joop, joop.
Jake's like, kill me.
Jesus.
Alexis is my new co-host. Jake, you've been great.
Yeah, I'm joop, okay.
She's fired.
I know. Can we just?
Damn,
we already said
it.
That. He loves it. I'm going to go ahead and yeah. I feel like I'm. I'll give it a six out of 10 maples. Yeah, I think. I mean, the fact that it was just like a crazy ass legend, he took it and he repurposed it, and you know, God love him, he did a great job.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like that it wasn't like a weird native, like, or not native, Nevada legend.
Yeah.
Of, like, some sad gambling family in
right.
the mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really, yeah.
Although I would watch that movie.
I'd probably watch that too, yeah.
I mean, I'd watch a movie straight up about the Sawney Bean.
Oh, yeah.
Clan.
I hope Outlander does a season about them.
Oh, God, they should. That'd be great. And on that note, thank you so much for being here, Alexis.
Thank you for having me. This
thank
was
you.
So much fun.
And good,
fun.
Good choice.
Thank you. You gave me two options, and this was the one I knew.
What was
the
other option?
I think I
the
gave you...
The Strangers?
Oh, yeah. I gave her Strangers.
Oh, that's a good movie. I love that movie.
We'll do it.
You can do
it
that
soon.
Next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever
yeah.
is the next guest, I just chose your movie for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, there you go.
You're
and
welcome.
We'll post these out of order, so it'll be a shit show.
Yeah.
But thanks for listening, nobody. Yeah. Let's go drink.
Yeah,
thanks, Mom.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.